listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, I have 150 stations, so somebody's listening. And I just recently joined up with Facebook. And the first time I was on the air, you know, there was none of the fancy stuff that we have now. You're listening to me and you're hearing me. And you can call me 800-866-8883. But of all the hundreds of thousands of people listening to me, where is one that challenges me? Do you really know what I have done? I have found the secret to overcoming post-traumatic stress disorder and saved a lot of men's dying, thousands of them. I know how to overcome your post-traumatic stress disorders. All of your mental problems are because of sin that makes a home in you. That's it. And to the degree that you are start to be upset, to the degree I know how to, anybody cannot make you upset more and make you do something stupid and cause you to make an excuse or turn around and judge, take out your hostility and that all that piled anger and emotion suppressed and do unto others what was done to you by dumping on them or looking down your nose at them and getting a high. And every high is a new low. I say to you, I have the power and the knowledge ensconced in me. It isn't me. I'm being taught about things as I speak to you. I bring some things together I already know, but that as I speak to you, other things come to me to make me see things more clearly and to express myself more clearly. I want to tell you, if I could get 20 million Americans to clean up their life and drop drugs and alcohol, you see how harmful it will be to the pharmaceuticals and the people who sell, you know, alcohol and drugs. You see, I'm a dangerous person to those who rise to the occasion of your need and tempt you to make you feel better than you deserve. See, so if you have a pusher, you're a pushover. So that you think it's music, the kind of music you have is crap. And you spend your whole life with music and excitement and this and that, and you become less and less human. Less and less care of what's going on around you. Less and less appreciation for the men that died for you to live like pigs in a sty. That's how most of you are. If you go to the mall, go see yourself. Go to the mall and see the strange figures walking through the mall. Strange creatures, not human. Degenerates. Nearly all of you are degenerates. But nobody who wants to be a president would talk this way. But if I was running for being a president, I would speak this way. Because, you see, to speak truthfully, see, there's two. You can live in two worlds. You can live in a Stalin world. You can live in a Hitler world. You can live in an ISIS world. Where one controls everybody. You can be born in Borneo. Do you think you'd ever recover from being born in Borneo? In other words, the king is always elected. When he dies, you have to have another king that supports the perversion of people eaters. I say to you that what you got for a president, Obama, is somebody who rose and loves the rottenness in you, the sickness in you, the degenerate side of you. Most Americans are degenerate. A half of them. The other half, I can help to deal with that half. And if I can get enough people on this program, I need money. Support me. I'm going to get 20 million or 30 million people and turn this thing around. If you can stand me. But nobody can stand up.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
Hello, here I am again. Where do we start again from here? We've had the first hour. We have one measly caller. Please don't give me calls like that. Because that person, I don't know where to take it. I'm looking for intelligent life on us in America. Where is the intelligent life looking for the truth that sets you free? What's the difference between you and your founding fathers? And those who give their lives and bring back the enemy. That's what happens with post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a classic statement. I'm saying that when a soldier not prepared, a soldier who comes from a decent family, see, a halfway decent, because not all of them are decent. There's a certain sufficiency in being really decent, meaning you have Christ in you. You see that some people go to war and they're able to do what? To save this country and sacrifice their life, but somehow nothing happens to them. And they've killed a lot of people, but it doesn't seem to bother them much because if they didn't kill the parasites, then you wouldn't have a country to live in. So he wasn't killing for pleasure. There's a time for that. See. But what I'm trying to say is you're killing each other. And the way you do it is mentioned in your scriptures. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But, you see, the would have done unto you and you would have done unto you is something special. Because that something special must have a life, a light in it that affected you so beautifully. So, if you are affected like that, how can you sit and judge somebody and be angry and upset about this and that? See, how is it? It is because you have never been loved. You have never known what love is. The only love you know is a perversion of it. That's the only love you've ever known. is called lust. And it's not just lust for sex. It's lust for everything. It's a lust. You just name it. It could be stamp collecting. And it could be money. And it gives you a high. Wow, look what I've got. And all of a sudden, it fades away. All of a sudden, the high is the next low. This happens whether you get money or you take drugs, anything like that. Every high is towards hell. Behind the whiskey glass is something that speaks to you through that. Now, you can say to yourself, this is ridiculous. But there is something that speaks to you. And it is the spoken word of others, other degenerates. The bartender is a degenerate. Yes, he makes a living while you're dying. The people on television and giving you some wonderful recipes and tempting you with delicious dishes. You know, there's all kinds of that. And tempting you and you licking your chops because there's something about food to which you're addicted. And so you're going to only look for the flavor and the taste, but not for its goodness. And even if you go to a health food store, even if you go to a health food store and say to yourself, if I eat good food, then I will be a clean person. Yes, you might be a clean person, but so long as you think of food as a source of salvation. Now, it isn't wrong. It is a good move, in a sense, but what's wrong with the move is the idea of salvation from it, living a long time. You may live a long time, but you still miss the mark. Food does not give you eternal life. It was food that lost it. The knowledge of good, the knowledge of evil. So you think it's a good thing to eat good food, and therefore it's sufficient. It's not. You just lie to yourself. It's the way you eat it. It's the attitude you have. You tend to get a sense of worth and superiority over anybody because they're fat and ugly and you're trim and healthy looking, but you're not happy. You never will be. Wait till you get married. Wait till something happens and your food doesn't really help you much. So you just don't know how to deal with the pressures. Food don't give you the power of overcoming pressure and temptation. It can be addictive, the idea that you are living a healthy life. But it is a little bit better than anybody else. But it doesn't. Food, it needs to be, food needs to be touched by spirit. I don't know how to tell you that. But Jesus says, I have food you have know nothing about. What does that mean? Nourishment. That your corporeal state needs food is a good idea. But the food itself isn't salvation. It's how you approach your fellow man, the woman that you love. You see? And so let me give you my phone number. I thought when I got on Facebook, which I am on now, that I'd meet some people who understands what I'm saying. I know I'm strong. I'm not wrong strong. I'm right strong. Because when you hear me talk, some of you have a breath of fresh air. That's what it seems to me. So if there's anybody out there who feels like a breath of fresh air as a result of me telling you these things. You can't really play it back to me. I'm just attacking it in every way I can. And I'm saying that emotions makes you see. You go to the webs, to the Facebook, and go to see what I'm saying to Trump. Not Trump. Drudge. Matt Drudge. See what I say. And see if it fits you. It fits everyone. There's only two ways you can go when you've come into the world. The world comes into you. If you're born in Borneo, you haven't got a chance. If you're born in ISIS, you have to do to others what was done to you. There's no choice, unless you can run away from that. But in America, you have laws and rules for bad people. In the rest of the world, you have rules for good people who look like bad ones. You see, it all depends how you, your emotional state. So if you think of Obama being good, then you're mentally ill. You're mentally ill because there's something in you that hates the truth and loves the lie that rises up from hell in human form and loves you as you are. So no wonder the left is multiplying more than the right and stealing people from the right to go to the left. And pretty soon, you're going to elect somebody who represents all of that for the last time. Right now, you're waiting for the end of the whole world. When I said a little while ago that when Hitler was up for election, he didn't include the Constitution or whatever it represents, a Constitution. He represented himself. He says, the voting was for him as a dictator. The laws were put aside. They worshipped the man. And look what happened. He was able to multiply himself and cause others to be the extension of him. Ad infinitum. And so that hatefulness, that beloved hatefulness, is then sanctified to do others what was done to him and get pleasure. And it goes down the chain. So if somebody gets upset, you, and you give in, and you go along to get along, and then you get rewarded, or you are not rewarded, and you're not gracious enough to your bully, and you don't do what you're told, he will come at you again until he breaks you. And when he breaks you, you feel guilty. And when you feel guilty, you're going to feel the guilt will be removed according to the system I'm describing. Is to begin to love the thing you hate. And that's how you can see the Führer. You can see your dad as a good person because he's a bully. As long as you go along with him, he doesn't bully you. He rewards you. See? He likes you. So that is all covered up. You can't see it. But you still lost who you are. The principle of it is you're reacting. You're coming into the world. And as you come into the world comes into you. And again, I keep saying to you over and over again, you come into the world innocent. Not like Adam. Your children didn't commit any crime. They're innocent. And when they're 2 years old, they're able to perceive, see you as you are, and you begin to feel uncomfortable. And then you start to be impatient with your kids. And patience is opposite from impatience is opposite to patience. Patience is long, loving, and living. See, that's what it is. Patient endurance. Love is patience. Not weakness, but not getting angry and upset. But if your father or your mother sees that you are spiritual, this is not a spoken thing. And you wonder why your father is angry or your mother is angry at you and you haven't done anything wrong. And they accuse you of doing something which you didn't do. But Mom, I didn't do it. You do it. And you really didn't do it. So, yes, you did. And you're never going to be anything. They are trying to take away. They're unconsciously. There's the word. Unconsciously hypnotizing you. They're the products of hypnotism that transfers through the generations. And your mother doesn't know what the hell she's doing. Your father doesn't know what the hell she's doing. It's rare that we have any normal kids at all. The average kids today are degenerates. You go to the universities and see what kind of freedom there is. You don't dare speak truth. Truth is evil. And evil's good. Pleasure, excitement. Dragging yourself, making a pig of yourself sexually, doing unto others what was done unto you. If that ripple of doing unto others is started in the government, in the high places, a whole country is taken over. There will be people who will not be affected by that. And we have a certain amount of people who recognize what's wrong with the left. But they don't know how to deal with him. I tell you what you do with your neighbor next door. Hi, Joe. How are you doing today? Oh, I'm doing pretty good, thank you. What do you think about the election? Try something. Oh, well, you know, yes, you listen to that? Are you crazy? That's how you speak to your next door neighbor. In a nice way. Immediately gets upset. That's, well, what you're saying is true. You are insane for whoever it is. We're just making a point here. If the person is evil, you know there's something wrong with your friend. You see it because you have intuition. But with the intuition, you need courage. You don't need to be a friend of your next door neighbor. You could say, excuse me, how can I say this? I used to have a little thing to go, and it was funny, and I can't remember what it is. Is my eye hurting you? I can't remember exactly what. It's not funny anymore. But you need to say it. You need to say, hey, Jim, I think that's really stupid. Can't you see this person is sick? Can't you see that this person is dangerous? Can't you see what this person is like? What's the matter with your intuition? He said, what do you mean about intuition? Don't you have intuition? Who have you been listening to? You get him into an argument. You get him in. And every time he comes back at you, you stay calm. I can tell you that he will go off like a steamboat. You get angry. And he's gonna start to doubt himself. And certain things will happen to that person. But you will become stronger. You need to know who your next door neighbor is. You need to stand up to somebody or something. And not be afraid of consequences and do it because it's right. Excuse me. Again, is my eye hurting your elbow? See? That kind of thing. You're sitting next to a person smoking a cigarette. Excuse me. If you mind, blow that cigarette away somewhere else and watch his anger. Or he says, I'm sorry. That's a better... You see, you need to be an influence. You just can't go along. And what do they call it? P- politically correct. You can't be politically correct and call yourself an American. Where are you standing up to Obama? Why can't you say that he is a traitor? You can see it, can't you? But he is a traitor. He is not leading from behind. You do everything that you speak, everything you, where you can, and to avoid the fact that he's a traitor to this country. You do everything you can to avoid telling him that he stole our tax money to give it to Iran. You won't do it because you're afraid of what people say. You're afraid of, you're politically correct. You're so politically correct that, I don't know what to say about this part. But our soldiers are dying. And I've been on the air, I'm old, but I'm bold. And I've been saying to my friends out there, why aren't you going, gathering in mass to the VA, to every VA, and make sure, close in by the hundreds of thousands, and save your soldiers from dying. But waiting for service they need immediately, because the hundreds are dying, hundreds. And you know that Obama has let this happen again. He just changed the chief cook and bottle washer, and it's still the same. And still you're silent. How could you be silent? I've tried to arouse you. Nothing. You're too busy with your problems, your anxieties, your fears, with your drunkenness, with your music, with your whoring around. See, you're not calling me. I'm calling you. What kind of people are you? What kind of people are you? All you got is illegal drugs and legal drugs. And that's what's whole life. That's your security. I can see ISIS. I can see all your enemies around you closing in. I see civil war. I see Obama and the bitch, you know, the bitch that's in, is the head of the you know what. And so I see him for what he is. And if you would see him for what he is, and all shout with one voice, ain't going to do this anymore. We would not be in this state. Right now you got crazy people on the left. Crazy people on the left. Really, really crazy. And behind them are those who are encouraging them to be crazy and violent. Eventually crazy becomes violent. How are you going to deal with this? Are you going to become violent again? Or can the violence of them be stopped? I say, I can show you how to stop the violence. How the fact that you have a certain quality about you. Let me put it this way. I'm an 89-year-old boy. Almost 89. You wouldn't want to mess with me. You really wouldn't. Mentally, emotionally, or otherwise. Physically. I mean that. And that's what I've never lost myself all these years. I've helped millions of people. Millions of people. Support us. Support this program with your tax-deductible money. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Yes, now let me just give you what I tell you what I need. I need hundreds of people, thousands of people. Give some money to the Foundation of Human Understanding. It's a 501c3, meaning it's the same category as Catholic Church. But you see, you don't have a preacher that speaks like me, that tells you what a rotten person you are, but still loves you. You've got to know that you're a rotten person. You've got to know why you are rotten, because you inherited it. You weren't born that way. So I'm appealing to your better side. So be careful. I'm appealing to your better side, but I'm attacking your not better side. I'm attacking what they have made you. So if you are anxiety, full of anxiety and full of doubt and not trusting yourself and wishing yourself dead, then this kind of conversation can bring you to life. It's not you. Something is living through you. You're not oriented right. I will show you. You go to my website, fhu.com. It's F-U with an H in it. You dirty-minded people would get it better. You see? Foundation of Human Understanding. And then get the meditation called 7-Minute Meditation. 7 minutes, no religious words. No religious words and redemption. How comes that? No religious words. Redemption. Clarity. Control over yourself. And if I can, listen, you see, there's hundreds of thousands and millions of people listening to me. Not one of you have the courage to say, you're full of it. And give me an answer. Because it's all emotion. It's all, you see, with you, it's all about emotion. With me, it is counter-emotion. And so I can shout and get to you in a good way, and they can shout and get you into a bad way. It's all about what's how the energy of your voice. It's not energy of strength. It's the energy of authority. And the authority is given to you by God. And that your children will recognize it, your wife will recognize it. And if you lose your wife, you haven't lost, you lost what you shouldn't have had. Simple. But it is a certain quality of authority that's given to you by grace. And so you can be very firm without being very wrong. Now, how many will you go? How many will go to my website, fhu.com, FHU, Foundation of Human Understanding, and the whole idea is to set you free from me, so you don't need me anymore. Now, the good thing about not needing is the support to pay it forward. God has helped you help others in the same way. Anonymously. Thank you. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, I'll take another tack on this. I'm reading from something. When a crime has committed under duress or hypnosis, who is the real perpetrator? See, I'm saying to you, there are people in jail charged with murder, which they did. But what if the program, see, I know how to create a machine as a person. I know how it's done. I know how better it is than the CIA, the FBI. They can learn a few things from me. But don't worry. I'm not an evil devil. I know enough about it to be able to do it. But unless I know enough about it to do it, I could not know how to undo it. See? So, I say to you, if you have any mental, emotional, and physical problem that has a name to it, all the way to cancer, and the sickness that you get from eating too much, what you call it? Wendy, what's the sickness you get from when you eat too much? No, fat, that's not sickness. It's what I got. Diabetes, that's right. Well, my dad, I don't mess with my diabetes anymore because it doesn't exist anymore. See? And I had heart operation, which failed. I grew new arteries. How did that happen? I learned about that too. And then I had problems with prostate. That's what began it all. And I grew a new one. And four operations just cut it to little pieces. So you wouldn't expect me to walking around with one of those little straws. No. I grew a new one. I say to you, you're self-generating to a degree. It's magic. And a Christian should have that magic. You don't. You don't know how to deal with it. You can be a Christian and be angry with your kids? No way. See, there's a way of being firm, polite, and authoritative. You've got to be very careful of belonging to anything. You don't belong to your country. You don't belong to anything. You belong to God, then your country. How many people drink and smoke? I don't. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't overeat. I live a clear life. When a crime, let me go back to this. When a crime is committed under hypnosis or under stress, which drives people to suppress their anger or vent it and commit murder, who is the real perpetrator? There's a little piece from my book I want to read. It's adapted from the final chapter of the Hypnotic States of Americans, and available in book and Kindle versions, Amazon.com, you know. From time to time, this is what I'm saying, and I'll just read this if you don't mind. Something in the news calls attention to something that our laws and our criminal justice system have not yet taken into account. And this is the very real fact that quite often the actual perpetrator of a crime, acting under the influence of a hypnotic state or pressure, temptation, when the crime is committed, and does something the real person never would have done otherwise by themselves. Without a better and more widespread of understanding of how hypnosis influence works and how to counter it, we will continue to jail people who perhaps should not be jailed, and release them back unprepared into the abusive hypnotic environment of their childhood, whereby the real perpetrators lurk and remain free, hidden behind most all of the crime. So what I'm saying is, the people in jail are the victims of people who are not in jail, and that includes Obama. And this government is creating murder and violence. Can't you see they support the violence? They're creating the struggle. They've created the struggle on the left in the inner cities. And guess who is there in the inner cities for black people? The very kind of person that shouldn't be there. A Democrat. Another reason why we shouldn't have political parties. If we had one party, that's one thing. Abraham Lincoln, he was a Republican, but whatever it is, it was one thing. So about that one thing, if it's good, then it could be a good and bad that revolves around it. But when you have a Democrat, what you got is a Democrat. And it will support the worst in everybody. That's what Hitler did. That's what's happening to America. You young people, you stupid asses. That's what you are, a bunch of stupid asses. And not one of you. Why don't you invite me to one of your universities and give a talk? And just be gracious enough to let me speak. And then be sensible enough to question what I'm talking about. I've been in those places before, and I always win. I want you to be a kind of person that can do what I do. I can hate the hurter by not hating him back. And do unto others what was done to you. So let me talk, and we start talking about callers. Okay, Wendy? In Jeffersonville? Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
What can I do you for?
I was talking to you last night about overcoming my mental illness, and you told me to call back tonight to finish what we were talking about.
Okay. And what have you learned?
I've been meditating off and on since I was 15. I'm 45. I know to observe and try not to react in a negative manner.
Yes.
To be kind.
No, this is not what I teach. I don't know who's teaching you, and it's not me. Where did you get that from? You can get that from any comic book. Why are you calling me? That's all you got all those years? There's something wrong. There's something wrong with that. I don't hear anything that you've learned at all. You're just as coarse as ever. As dumb as ever. I'm sorry. But you can't put me in that position. I wouldn't have you. If I knew that you were doing this for 40 years, whatever it is, I'd say, please don't come to me anymore. You go to somebody else. Because you're not ready. You haven't got it in you. You can't get it unless you have a something in you that wants to know what the purpose of life is the day you're born. And it doesn't seem like you appreciate anything I'm saying. You're just liking me and listening to me. But listening to me doesn't cure anything. It's to understand what I'm trying to say that you don't understand. And the first thing you say, I can try to control my emotions, or words to that effect. I never said you should try. If you try, you'll never do it. The trying will only make it worse. Any effort you put into the meditation will make it worse. You'll never, ever, ever get there. It's all a matter of not trying. Letting go. Letting God in some beautiful way. And you're as hoarse as you can be. Difficult. I don't really want to talk to you, if you don't mind. Thank you. It's time you learned it. You haven't learned one single thing. Say goodbye to Wendy. Okay, thank you. Now, let's get back to the business. Has anybody got any value from what I'm saying? 800-866-8883. Just pick up the phone and say yes or no, or disagree, or run for your life, whatever it is. I'm saying the things you need to know. 800-866-8883. Now, I want to read something to you if I can get closer to it. My eyeballs are not that good. Let's see. Well, I'm going to read it just a little bit to give my tongue, you know, give myself a little rest. Just as the Hypnotic States of Americans, that's the name of my book, was going to press a couple of months ago, that's years ago, the Associated Press reported that Sirhan Sirhan, the person who was convicted of assassinating Robert Kennedy in 1998, now believes that he was in a hypnotic state, which I've been saying all along, all the time. From the day of the assassination forward, I have claimed that Sirhan was somnambulistic and is a type who is easily programmed to do anything, which almost many of you are without realizing. And the hidden motive was political. In the state of mind, the people who are programming him, hypnotizing him. The girl in the polka dot dress was simply the trigger to activate the post-hypnotic state in which he believed he was on the firing range and seeing circles with targets in front of him. And I thought at the range more than I was actually shooting any person, but let alone Bobby Kennedy. You see, Sirhan said in an interview with a hypnosis expert, which I don't think there is any. And I have to wait for a few minutes because the music is still going. Be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, just let me stop here for a moment. Was I too harsh for you? Haven't you seen yourself in the mirror? Haven't you been to the mall? Can you see the state of mind that people are in? There are good people that have, that can cover it all up. But you need to discover to be whole and pure. You can't win a war with the kind of people you see walking in the mall. You can't win a war like that. I come from a country that didn't look like that. I also came to America that didn't look like that. But now it does. It looks like a strange world, watching fat people, thin people, demoralized people, degraded people, strangely attired people with strange behaviors. It's really, I don't like to go to those places anymore. If you look at some of the old pictures, old movies, where you get a glimpse of what it was like to be an American, you don't see many fat people. You see them all, they don't have the best clothes maybe, but they all look tidy. And they were gracious. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. That kind of thing. That's the America I understand. Not this one. This one is on its way out. And you're part of it. So I'm asking you, since this is a break, to support my work and have the courage to let me tell you what's wrong with you. So if you're dying from cancer, maybe I can save you just in time. Only by helping you to understand how your mind works and how your mind can be destroyed by emotions. So I just want to finish the program today to make sure that I would like someone to call me at 800-866-8883 tomorrow or the next day and ask me, you know, how is it? Why do we all believe that emotions make us human? And you are all alone saying emotions dehumanize us and cause conflict with your mortal self, with your immortal self.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, I'll carry on not where I left off, but many of you remember the case of Patricia Hearst, the great-granddaughter of William Randolph Hearst, who formed the Hearst Publishing Empire in the 1970s. And she was kidnapped and brutally mistreated, violated, sexually molested, to a group of calling itself the Sindhianese Liberation Army. They had them then, too. After some time in captivity, she actually participated in a bank robbery with a machine gun with them that vilified and degraded her. She eventually gave in and became one of them. That's exactly right. Something she would never have done, even considered doing it before her kidnapping, when she was putting in that room and brutally beaten and sexually molested. Many have heard the Stockholm Syndrome, but it's the hypnotic syndrome. It's a hypnotic sense that hypnosis is attained by irritation, to irritate you and upset you. And if you give in, and if you did give in sufficiently, and with my skills, you wouldn't know I was doing it. It's not because I'm charming or anything like that. Is I know what I'm doing. I have an aura, a field that counters the field of an angry person, energy field, which contains information. And if you react to it, the information gets inside your head and begins to act through you as if it was you. And so she was held captive for many days in Sweden. And then became very cooperative then and could not even testify against their captors after their release. I have repeated many times and pointed out the many decades it is more possible for a skilled hypnotist to program someone to do his dirty work. Remember I said, the jails are full of people who have murdered and done terrible things. But the person, the reason why he's doing it is because he's been programmed to do it, and therefore the perpetrator stands outside. Your government can do the same thing. It can drive you crazy. It can pick out a Republican, a person more to the right, because they hate the people on the right, and accuse him or her of doing something they didn't do. You can see these things happening all the time with the IRS and the programmed people applying for non-profit organizations. They were left dry and high and dry. And nothing was done. Can you imagine what's going to happen if this country turns to the left? What you'll have is time to, I don't know what to tell you. But you have to understand the powers that be the politicians have had 3-4 generations to make us ripe so that we don't have any virtue. You cannot conquer us. You cannot conquer a noble people because they have their roots inside. See? You can't conquer me. You're even afraid to call me because every one of you is guilty of what you've done. It's okay that you've done them. I'm not criticizing you for smoking and drinking and drugs and screwing somebody else's daughter. I'm not doing that. I'm saying you should be ashamed of, and if you are ashamed of that, maybe somebody has told you who doesn't do those things and have lots of benefit from that. Although, to be one of those in this day and age will cause you to stand out in the crowd like Jesus. And so therefore, you are opening now. If you're born in Kano, in Borneo, you wouldn't dare stand up. They'd kill you right away. It's almost the same in America. If you stand up and you have something good to say and you have virtue, and it's clear that you have virtue, you make a lot of enemies. But at the same time, you make a lot of good people. Your very presence will do that. And your very presence will help your family to come together again. See, I know it's time for a man to stand up and say, no, you can't do this. But you have to be very careful, because Obama has given all the rights to a woman and not to a man. All she has to do is say, my husband hit me. And you don't have to do that. She didn't hit you. He didn't hit you. But all she has to do is call her in, and your whole life is over. So you have to be very careful. You don't have any rights, gentlemen. And standing on her doorstep is a government agent that will support her and her children if she sets you free. See? You've got to be... And I started the program by saying, I wish women would not have been allowed to vote. It's possible to make her equal with men in the sense that she has common sense and respects a noble man. And a noble man who loves God, for which reason he has an authority over the woman which he is pleased to experience. Because Eve cannot help but be Eve. She cannot help seducing, as if it was love. And a man, once he starts to fall from grace and abuses you and uses you, he can't stop either. And you both go down the trail. Now you understand the relationship between men and women and the power of politics to take your country and make you demoralized. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Roy Masters. I will talk to you tomorrow to see if you have something to say. But I've enjoyed saying it.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.